circumventing, if not usurping, the electoral process, Bernie Sanders now claims this land is his land.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we speak with Game Life author and professor Michael Clune, plus all the news that isn't and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who thinks a door buster at a vacant Walmart is about the saddest thing ever, Michael Feldman.
It is. Saddest thing ever. Oh, yeah. That was pretty good. That was actually him, by the way. Bernie Sanders singing. Honest to God.
That was riveting.
It was good.
It was.
His enunciation is unbeatable. It's impeccable. His singing doesn't exist, but his enunciation was wonderful. You should hear his Born to be Wild. Get your motor running. Okay, in the news, let's just see here now. Cruz charges Trump with New York values. And if he means Billy Joel, I'm with him on this one. Meanwhile, Trump lambasts Cruz for his Saskatoon values, eh? Whatever those would be. The republication of Mein Kampf reveals most of Trump's best lines were stolen. And in publishing, now Hitler is back in print and Cosby is out. So that's... Can't find fatherhood for love nor money. And it's all been remaining. Survey finds that the Walmart closings are more alarming to the public than the government being overthrown. That's number one. Number two on that list is a cable outage. So it's just, government's way down the list. So it's sad, though, to think of all those greeters out panhandling on the street. That's going to be a sad thing. See. But you were my greeter at Walmart. My God. Walmart, save money. Closed stores. That's latest. Okay. Not so funny. not humor necessarily unless you laugh. So it's okay. I don't feel bad about it. Down to $30, the barrel is now worth more than the oil. Like one of those barrels, I bet it costs easily $30. And the bottom has fallen out of the sludge oil market entirely. Now the Keystone pipeline, it's a pipeline to nowhere. No, it's just not going to, just going to be there. Nothing going through it. President Obama's last State of the Union, it was like Mr. Cleaver sitting with his arm around the beeve, times 435. Best part of the show, right? I mean, I'll go leave it to Beaver. I'm sorry, no one knows that show anymore. You go up to Beeve's room there and sit down with his hand around there and explain to him why he had just done something very stupid. Actually, it was not 435 members of Congress. 434 Rand Paul, who's Eddie Haskell, was not there. He was talking to Mrs. Cleaver, actually. Let's see. President talks sense to Congress, leaves them baffled. Another way of saying that, I guess. Good thing there wasn't a pop quiz after it, because little Paulie Ryan was just fiddling with his gavel the entire time. But, Kim Davis came stag to the State of the Union. Apparently that's the state of her union. She is engaged to Steve Avery, though, so that's promising. Speaking of which, Netflix is Making a Murderer takes a Golden Globe for Best Comedy. Okay. Let's see. Now, the Powerball, pretty much spent already. Most of the Powerball winnings will go to repay Ted Cruz's Goldman Sachs loan. Yes. Oh, the interest it adds up. Reacting to the whiteout at the Oscars, the Academy announces that Morgan Freeman will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award annually until further notice. Unfortunately, this year, Morgan Fairchild got it. Some kind of a mistake. On the market upside, the more the Dow sinks, the simpler it will be to probate my estate. So that's the good news. Light seen coming from a black hole, that's because they don't want people to think no one's home. And a big night tonight, grab your binoculars or your microscope and you'll see Uranus perched on the moon. What they call unlikely conjunction. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much for your indulgence. It was short. Because there wasn't that much news that wasn't. Most of it was. And I'm not responsible for that.